This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on smart policing and efforts to tackle emerging challenges to national security. The participants are Dr. Kushal Pal Singh, former Director General of Police, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The 59th Directors General and Inspectors General Conference was held recently in Bhubaneswar. It was inaugurated by the Home Minister, Mr. Amit Shah, and the valedictory session was attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The National Security Advisor, Mr. Ajit Doval, was also present at the conference. Counterterrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, narcotics, drugs were some of the issues discussed. For more on this, we are now joined by Dr. K.P. Singh, former Director General of Police. Welcome, Dr. Singh, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you very much, Lalima ji.
So security is significant for any nation, undoubtedly, but it's a little complex for our country because we have such a diverse boundary. We have coastal line on one hand, we have the north, which is surrounded by the rugged mountains, and we have the east and the west. So how do you view our management of security?
You have very rightly mentioned that we have diverse problem of internal security, including the border security, as well as other internal security issues like drugs, illegal migrants, cyber crimes, implementation of the new laws, maritime security, and left-wing extremism.
Gee.
So internal security is a very complex problem, and it requires handling by expert differently.
The geographical diversity that we have as far as the boundaries are concerned, isn't it a big challenge for a country like ours to manage? Does it call for a very complex mechanism of management?
Certainly, it requires diverse type of strategies, diverse type of forces to take care of all these aspects. We have the Border Security Force, we have the IGBP, we have the Maritime Security Forces, which are taking care of our coastal security, as well as we have the local police, which is helping all these border maintaining force.
So when a matter like security is discussed, it has to be discussed threadbare with a lot of honesty, and sometimes bitter truths would be shared, all in the larger interest of the country. We'd like to believe that this conference was also held in an informal style with a lot of new ideas, and that's exactly how the Prime Minister wanted it to be. Listening is a very important feature. Do you think it went that way?
Exactly. I have been participating in these conferences when I was DGP and intelligence chief in state of Haryana. These meetings have a very fruitful agenda, and the outcome of these meetings are really helping the police to modernize. For example, the Prime Minister have given a call that we should be aware of the cyber crimes and the problems of deep fakes. And it is a real challenge in today's world. We have to really gear up to take care of these challenges. The criminals are tormenting the innocent people by duping their money, by defrauding them for their money. Cyber crimes are a different issue. It is different from traditional crimes, and we require separate police stations to deal with them. We require separate mechanism to register FIR against those fraudsters. We require separate forensic expert to have the police investigating officer, as well as we require investigating officers who are cyber literate. So in these directions, I think we have to move ahead, and the Prime Minister have given enough clues, enough directions to the forces that they should really gear up to take care of these cyber fraudsters. Otherwise, people will be tormented by them, as they have already done in a big way.
Yes, you very well talked about the digital crimes part. In fact, it took a Prime Minister to clarify that people must be very alert as far as digital crimes are concerned, especially digital arrest. Many educated people have succumbed to it and lost crores of money. In fact, thousands and thousands of crores have been lost through digital arrest. Dr. Singh, you correctly pointed out that we need a separate mechanism for taking care of the cyber crimes. It is also said that people who are perpetuating cyber crimes go ahead, you know, before the police gets prepared, before the infrastructure gets geared up to deal with them, they go ahead of our policy. Is it true? And how do we manage them? How are we geared to manage them then?
Yes, it is true. And we require a three-pronged strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, we have to educate the masses about digital arrest and about these cyber fraudsters. Secondly, we have to involve our banks, our bankers, so that they create a mechanism through which these fraudsters cannot siphon off the money of innocent customers. And thirdly, we have to take effective action against them. You have very rightly mentioned that these fraudsters, they have masks. They are not easily identifiable.
Hmm.
They have layers after layers. So we have to create special police stations for that, cyber police stations for that. And we have to take strict action against them. And this three-pronged strategy can only help us reduce the incidence of cyber crimes.
And there is a common number to deal with the digital crimes, right?
Yes, it is there. People can report. But what after reporting? It need to be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Other agencies who are there, like the banks, the police, they have to gear up. So we have to coordinate with that. So we have to register FIR. And for that, we require a special mechanism or a special police station.
Mm-hmm.
Because the traditional police stations are already busy with other works.
Dr. Singh, do you think this conference is a great platform for interaction? Because this is a good time for all senior police professionals to freely discuss and debate various and diverse national security issues. And interestingly, as we talk more and more about technology, this was also held in hybrid form.
Yes, it is held this time in hybrid form so that more and more officers can join and can be benefited from the discussions. And these discussions, basically, I was going through the agenda which was discussed there. It covers almost each and every aspect of internal security. And officers, they share their experiences, they put up their demand before those who matters, and then expect that something concrete is done. And I must share with you that as a result of these conferences, which is held annually, so many changes have come into the police, including the new criminal laws, which are there and which are really revolutionary and which were required by the police. So there are positive outcomes of all these conferences, and they go a long way in modernizing police and in improving policing in the country.
The fact that the government has opened up a forensic science university, I think, in Gandhinagar, if I'm not mistaken, that also shows the government is serious about policing and to ensure that we have trained personnel to deal with crimes in or out.
The university has done excellent work, but it is not enough. Every state has to establish a forensic science laboratory to deal with cyber crimes exclusively. It should have its branches even at the district level, because the problem of cyber crime is so grave and the incidence is increasing day by day, which we are not even able to appreciate, because most of these crimes, it goes unreported. It only is recorded by police by way of information only, that it is an information. We have to be really sincere about it and create an adequate infrastructure so that we can investigate each and every crime and take it to its logical conclusion.
All right, let's come to another topic, drugs. This government, again, is very much determined to do away with the drugs menace in the country. And that's tough because we have a porous border. Much of our border is porous. And much as however hard we have tried, there are migrants who come and they become a source of drug menace in the country. Many drugs have also been found at various ports and stations. How do you think the government is handling this particular problem?
You are right. Government is taking steps. Government have enacted laws to deal with such smugglers, peddlers, and even the users. But implementation of those laws are not there on ground in the way it should have been. Drug abuse requires, again, three-pronged strategy. First, retrieve those who are drug addicts. Because unless you retrieve those by giving them drug de-addiction therapy, you cannot reduce the demand and the supply of these drugs. So first is to ensure that all those addicts who are there, they are taken care of through drug addiction facilities. Let me share you with the statistics. About 22% of Indian population is used to or abused to the drugs, including alcohol. And 2% of the population is already taken the NDPS, narcotics and psychotropic substances. But we do not have a branch in medical colleges dealing with this subject exclusively. We have several branches, but we do not have drug de-addiction streams separately in medical colleges. We do not have government-run drug de-addiction camp in suitable numbers. Even in jails, there is no drug de-addiction facility the way it should have been. There are here and there some interventions by way of some pharmacist, by intervention of some doctors, but not the adequate drug facility. Similarly, outside the government hospitals and outside the prisons, in general public, we hardly have any drug de-addiction center which is properly equipped. Secondly, we have to take effective action against the drug smugglers and big fish, you have rightly mentioned. For that, there are laws which provide for their preventive detention. Unfortunately, that law of 1988, which provide for preventive detention, is not being used the way it should have been used. Secondly, the law provide for forfeiture of proceeds of crime of these NDPS smugglers. Again, number of those whose properties are being seized or forfeited under that law is in hundreds, whereas the problem is at such a large scale that even in villages it has spread. And what is unfortunate part is that the number of women drug addicts is increasing. So we have to really adopt a three-pronged strategy. Unless we do that, we cannot deal with this problem.
Right. The Honorable Prime Minister has often mentioned the role of technology and particularly artificial intelligence in managing security and many other issues. Where do you see the role of artificial intelligence going in our country at the moment as far as security is concerned?
It has a two-way utility. Artificial intelligence can help you to identify the criminals quickly, to filter those who are criminals from among the innocent people. At the same time, it also has a negative aspect. It will increase the nature of crime, especially the cyber crimes.
Yes.
It will increase the issue, the crime related to privacy, and it will pose several unknown security threats, which will come to fore in near future as artificial intelligence will reveal in its true color. So we have to be alert about it, and we have to educate our policemen as well as police investigator about the threat as well as the utility which we can put artificial intelligence to.
Yes, as you mentioned a little while ago that now the sounds also can be cloned, unfortunately. So it's a tough job for the people who are managing security, because those who are committing these crimes are way ahead. Dr. Singh, how would you define the road ahead for India's security after this conference?
See, if the steps which have been discussed in this conference, if they are put to use and the policies which have been discussed there and decided there are implemented, the security will certainly improve. I am a votary that police of any country, if it is strong, the country is strong. If the police is weak, the social fabric is weak, the national fabric is weak. So it is the duty of the police leaders who participated in this meeting that they should utilize the opportunity which has been offered by our Prime Minister and the Home Minister in their full capacity and develop a security environment in which a common man can feel that they are safe.
And you mentioned a while ago about BSF, ITBP and other maritime security and many other companies who are involved in the in maintaining security of the country. Do you think that there is sharp convergence required so that they all can come on a common platform if required? Because various agencies must have synergy amongst them.
Without convergence and synergy, police cannot function. Security environment cannot improve, because these criminals, they are moving transborders. They are moving from one state to another. They are crossing even the international borders. So unless we have coordination among different agencies, central as well as the state agencies, as well as the border maintaining force, we cannot get the desired results. So coordination is the key.
Right. All right. Thank you, Dr. Singh, for updating us on your views and reviews on the 59th conference on the security of the country, where many directors, generals and inspectors, generals of police took part. Thank you very much, Dr. Singh.
Thank you, Lalima.
You were listening to a discussion on smart policing and efforts to tackle emerging challenges to national security. The participants were Dr. Kushal Pal Singh, former Director General of Police, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.